Classic FM. From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, figures seen by Classic FM show a large rise in the number of children being caught with knives in school. Cases are up by 60% in 2 years to an average of 12 discoveries every day. Malachi Nunes is a community leader in the West Midlands.
The youngest one for me was nine years old. He said to me that he'd carry a knife to protect himself because in his mind it was kill or be killed mentality. So if I've got a knife, I've got a chance of killing them first.
The government has set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. Downing Street says a court ruling blocking Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs is a domestic matter for the US. Judges at the Federal Trade Court ruled the president exceeded his authority by using an emergency law to impose the import taxes. The White House is appealing. Israel says it'll establish 22 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, the biggest expansion in decades. Some already exist as outposts, but will be made legal under Israeli law. Most of the international community views settlements as illegal and an obstacle to resolving the conflict with the Palestinians. Nationwide has announced a 30% jump in annual profits to £2.3 billion. The last year saw the Building Society complete the takeover of Virgin Money. 4 million customers will receive a bonus payment of £100 each. Lake District walkers are being asked to look out for England's only mountain butterfly, the rare mountain ringlet species, which is small and brown with orange wing spots, is more commonly found in Scotland. Martin Wayne from the Butterfly Conservation has told Classic FM why they're becoming more difficult to spot.
Because it's a butterfly that requires cooler temperatures at the tops of mountains, that's how it's evolved. With the warmer temperatures that we're getting through climate change, the butterfly appears to be moving up and up and up the mountains. And the worry is that sooner or later it's not going to have any mountain that it can move up to.
And today's weather, windy with a mixture of cloud and sunny spells. Warmest in the southeast, a high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. And just like that, it's a Thursday morning. I'm Alan Jones, delighted to be with you through till one today. Welcome.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Beautiful piece of music, that Fauré's Dolly Suite, Emmanuel Pahud and Mariko Anraku performing for us. And we kicked off with the intermezzo from Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra in action. It's 9 minutes past ten. Alec Jones here with you this Thursday morning on Classic FM. How are you doing? Any nice plans for today? I do hope so. Stick with me for all the lovely music anyway. Loads for us to enjoy between now and 11. Actually, I'll have Angela Gheorghiu singing Puccini's O Mio Babbino Caro, and I've got Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. I'll also have the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. That's at 10:30. First, it's That River. Thanks to Smetana, Vltava. We'll be right back. Love that. Smetana's Vltava, the Prague Symphony Orchestra. I'm not the only one loving it. Linda in Cumbria also did. Thanks for letting me know. She says it's her favourite piece and it brightened up the grey skies. Glad to hear it, Linda. Do get in touch. It's always great to hear from you. You can text me right now if you want. 61812. You can email via classicfm.com or you can send me a WhatsApp on 03457 491812. That's exactly what Joyce has done. She says, my husband Graham and I are off to the Yorkshire Dales in our camper van. What's the camper van called? Looking forward to seeing some James Herriot countryside, says Joyce. Graham and the dog Harris. Let's not forget Harris. It's Harris's holiday as well. So what plans do you have for today? Anything exciting? So far, from what I'm gathering, it's work, half term and revision. Oh, and telling your dad how much you love him.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Mozart for you there. Jean-Eflin Bavouze with the Manchester Camerata. And we heard the piano concerto number 12, the third movement. Before it, O mio babbino caro, O my beloved father. Puccini's music, sung by Angela Giorgio and the Giuseppe Verdi Symphony Orchestra, Milan, at 10:30. Time for the fourth clue in this week's famous five. You probably know the score, but each day I give you a clue, and on Friday you try to work out the connection. Alexander's big old mug is up for grabs. Who wouldn't want one of those? So today's clue. Tough and firm like an old boiled sweet, a word you'd use to describe concrete. To be hit this way would cause a bruise. Can't be said for this week's clues.
Here it is again, tough and firm, like an old boiled sweet, a word you'd use to describe concrete. To be hit this way would cause a bruise, can't be said for this week's clues. I'll reveal the answer before 11. Good luck. Goran Solskjaer with Spanish Dance Number 1 by Manuel de Falla. And who needs Spain? Because the papers today are saying that this spring is the sunniest on record here in the UK, as I look out the window to some rather grey skies. But there we go. It's the mix that we like here, isn't it? How are you getting on with today's Famous Five? All will be revealed after we've heard this epic tale from Tchaikovsky on Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, they loved that there. We loved it here. That was Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. To be fair, it was a terrific performance, wasn't it? The San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Just had a text in from Lee, and now he's announced my official name when I'm actually covering this slot for Alexander. My name when I'm on this slot is Alexander. There we go. Now you know. How did you get on with today's Famous Five? I love that. Tough and firm like an old boiled sweet, a word you'd use to describe concrete. To be hit this way would cause a bruise. Can't be said for this week's clues. Lee, who called me Alexander, got it right. The answer I was after was hard. I'll have the final clue tomorrow morning at this time. Simon's here next with the latest Classic FM news and weather. Then we'll hear the wonderful voice of Renée Fleming singing the music of Karloff on Classic FM. Don't miss it.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Hello, you've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it, 500 miles?
Or like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the Shadow Communities Secretary has called for a cross-party approach to tackling knife crime. Figures seen by Classic FM show there's been a 60% rise in 2 years in the number of children being caught with knives in school. Some as young as nine have been carrying them. Kevin Hollenrake says it's a terrible phenomenon.
It's something we must stamp out in our society, and I think it's partially because I think people feel less safe. It's partially because of this gang culture that's arisen within not just in this country, but other countries too. And we've got to stamp it out.
The government has set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. Israel has announced it'll establish 22 new Jewish settlements in the West Bank. They're viewed by most of the international community as illegal and an obstacle to a possible two-state solution. The country's defence minister says the expansion strengthens Israel's hold on the territory. Britain's to set up a new military command to counter cyber warfare. The Ministry of Defence will also spend more than £1 billion to develop new battlefield technology systems. It'll be part of the government's long-awaited strategic defence review due out on Monday. Nearly 2.5 million people in England are likely to have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. An official estimate for the prevalence has been publicly made available for the first time. There's also been a large rise in the number of people waiting for an assessment. An iconic sound could be returning to London's buses. The original Routemaster sound indicated when a bus is about to move off, prompting passengers to